This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. 82 people killed in one day and one city in Myanmar. Reports from Myanmar say this is yet another crackdown by security forces on pro-democracy protesters. Friday's death toll in Bago is the biggest in a day and single city since March 14th, when just over 100 people were killed in Yangon. Meanwhile, analysts say India's concerned that isolating Myanmar's military, which staged the country's February 1st coup, will drive it closer to China. The United States and other Western democracies are imposing economic sanctions to put pressure on Myanmar's military. The military has mounted a brutal crackdown on pro-democracy protests, resulting in hundreds of deaths since it ousted de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Critics have questioned why India has not denounced the junta more strongly, but analysts say New Delhi believes sanctions may not be the way to defuse the crisis. Harsh Pant, the head of the Strategic Studies Program at the Observer Research Foundation in New Delhi, says it is important to India to keep a channel of communication open with Myanmar's military. Pant added, quote, "We don't want a situation where China is the only country talking to them." Iran's underground Natanz nuclear facility has lost power. The outage comes just hours after starting up new advanced centrifuges capable of enriching uranium faster. The incident Sunday is the latest to strike the site amid negotiations over the tattered atomic accord with world powers. While Iranian officials investigated the outage, Israeli media widely offered the similar assessment that a cyber attack darkened Natanz and damaged a facility that's home to sensitive centrifuges. They offered no sources for their assessment. This is VOA News. Jordan's Prince Hamza made his first public appearance since he was placed under house arrest last week. Hamza attended a celebration with King Abdullah II Sunday in what appeared to be an attempted show of unity on a major Jordanian holiday. But it remained unclear whether the king and his popular half-brother had put aside the differences. Their differences escalated last week into the most serious public rift in the ruling family in decades. Hamza was placed under a form of house arrest on April 3rd, following accusations that he was involved in a malicious plot to destabilize the kingdom. In statements leaked to the media, Hamza has denied the accusations. Voters are casting ballots in the tiny West African nation of Benin. The election comes following a series of violent demonstrations over the past week. Incumbent President Patrice Talon is seeking re-election despite earlier pledges that he would only serve one term. Talon, who made his fortune in Benin's main export of cotton, is facing two challengers in Sunday's vote, though critics say that the top opposition candidates were blocked from taking part. In the lead-up to the vote, the army dispersed a demonstration in the center of the country during which two people were killed. Ecuadorians are voting Sunday in a runoff election to choose between a right-wing and left-wing candidate to replace President Lenin Moreno. Moreno is not seeking re-election. Polls show the two contenders in a tight race. Economist Andres Arroz from the Union of Hope Coalition and a protege of former President Rafael Correa was leading in the first round of the vote in February. Former banker Guillermo Lasso, a conservative politician and third-time presidential candidate who has finished second twice before in 2013 and 2017. The French Health Ministry announced it will lengthen the time between the two shots of the mRNA coronavirus vaccines. The Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccine dosages will now be given every 6 weeks instead of every 4 weeks. The health minister told the JDD newspaper Sunday the move allows them to vaccinate more people quicker without reducing protection. France's vaccination rollout reached its target of 10 million first doses ahead of its mid-April target and aims to deliver another 10 million doses by mid-May. France has registered more than 5 million coronavirus cases since the pandemic began and nearly 100,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.